What's going on, guys? It's Justin here with Fox English Learning. I hope you guys are excited about this English lesson. We're going to continue studying the present continuous, but we're going to do it a little differently. In this English lesson, we're going to test your knowledge of the present continuous. So sit back, relax, and let's have some fun learning English. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you guys enjoyed that energy that I had at the beginning of this lesson. I always want to bring you guys some energy, some excitement, and just some fun to your day, helping you learn English, but also encouraging you and maybe making your day go from a bad day to a good day because you had a good experience on this English lesson. So like I said in the intro, in this lesson, we're going to look at the present continuous a little bit more. And I want to do a test for you guys in this lesson. I know it's fun to hear me teach, but it's better to test you guys to see what's really in you. And how do you find out what is inside of an orange? If I had an orange in front of me, how do I find out what it's made of? The best way is to squeeze it to apply pressure and test it and see what comes out. So I want to test you guys to see if what I'm teaching, if you're learning it, if you're able to understand it, just to get that. So the way this is going to work, I'm going to say a sentence, and then you're going to tell me what follows. It's going to be in the present continuous form, and you tell me which answer is going to be best suited coming after the phrase. Here's an example. Let's say if I say, please don't make so much noise. Would you say, I'm trying to work, they're trying to sell it, or I'm looking for a new apartment? What would make more sense? Would you say, please don't make so much noise, I'm trying to work, I'm looking for a new apartment, or I'm trying to sell it? And obviously the answer would be, I'm trying to work. And that'd kind of be how I'm going to do this test. Just ask you guys, see what you say, and you can always send me a voice message or message me on Facebook with any questions. But as always, you guys know my lessons are 100% free, and that's because they are sponsored. And by you guys listening to this sponsor, we get to continue to teach English for free. So as always, sit back, relax, enjoy this quick sponsor, and we'll get into our English lesson for today. Thanks so much for listening to that quick sponsor. Again, as always, they're allowing students all over the world to learn English just by listening to that quick sponsor. But without further ado, let's get into this English lesson and let's have some fun. So let me get this here for you set up. So let's start. I'm going to review the example question and we'll go from there. So the example question was, let's say if someone said, please don't make so much noise. Would you say, I'm trying to work, they are trying to sell it, or I'm looking for an apartment? And remember, you would want to say there, I'm trying to work, because that's what connects with please don't make so much noise. So you would need people to be quiet presently and to continue it. And that's a good way to understand the present continuous. It's happening now, and it's going to continue to happen for a little while. It's going to continue. So get it, present continuous. And remember, that is am, is, or are plus the verb by adding ing. So like in that example, you wouldn't say, please don't make so much noise, I'm try to work. That wouldn't be the correct form of try. You wouldn't say, please don't make so much noise, I'm tried to work. Still would not be correct. You would need to say, please don't make so much noise, I'm trying to work. So that's a quick review, but I want to test you guys and see what you think. We got a few more questions on here and we'll walk through them. So let's say if someone says, I need to eat something soon. What would be the correct response? The company is losing money, it's starting to rain, or I'm getting hungry. I'll ask the question again. I need to eat something soon. Would the correct answer be the company is losing money? Would you say I'm getting hungry? Or would you say it's getting late? The correct answer for if someone said
I need to eat something soon would be I'm getting hungry. Remember, it's the verb get and adding ing. So I'm, there it is. That is just a way to shorten I am. So you're saying I am getting hungry. There's an example I told you guys. It's am is an R plus the verb plus ing. So if someone says I need to eat something soon, you would say I'm getting hungry. The verb get and ing. Next question. What if someone says, I don't have anywhere to live right now? I don't have anywhere to live right now. Would you say, it's starting to rain, I'm looking for an apartment, or the company is losing money? So if someone says, I don't have anywhere to live right now, would you say, the company is losing money, it's starting to rain, or I'm looking for an apartment? And the correct answer would be, I'm looking for an apartment. So you have you have I am, the verb plus ing, which is looking. Now, here's a quick little side note. I don't know if you guys have apartments or kind of what you have where you live. Here in America, where I am, we have, you know, typical homes with a yard. You'll have some apartment buildings, you'll have condos, and even things called townhomes. But I'm pretty sure most places for, like, my students in Peru and Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia, y'all have typical apartments. Kind of a lot similar to Western style apartments also. But that would be, I'm looking for an apartment. And the reason I'm reviewing this so much is so that you guys get it. I'll say this all the time. Rabbis, which were just like a Jewish teacher or a Jewish, really big in the Jewish culture, when they had disciples, they would teach their disciples their core teachings over 500 times. Could you imagine someone teaching you the same thing over and over again 500 times? But if it's something really important, guess what? You'll never forget it and you'll always use it. So I want to make sure you guys understand grammar and can use the present continuous so that you never forget it and you always know how to use it. And guess what? You will sound like a native speaker because you're using verbs and grammar correctly. So let's move along. Let's say if someone says we need to leave soon, would you say it's starting to rain, they're lying, or it's getting late? Again, let's say if someone said, we need to leave soon, would you say it's starting to rain, they're lying, or it's getting late? The correct answer there would be, it's getting late. So remember, am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. I'm going to say that so many times this lesson so you guys understand it. It is am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. So if someone says we need to leave soon, the correct way to follow out of those three choices is it's getting late. So it's is just an abbreviation of it is. You could say it's, that's it apostrophe s, it's getting late. So you wouldn't say it's get late or it's getted late. You would say it's getting late. It's getting late. Again, you see that perfect breakdown of am, is, or are plus the verb get, adding ing, and late. Let's say if someone said they don't need their car anymore, would you say I'm looking for an apartment, I'm trying to work, or they're trying to sell it? If someone said they don't need their car anymore, would you say I'm looking for an apartment, I'm trying to work, or they're trying to sell it? The correct answer would be they're trying to sell it. And I'm going to say this again for you guys to make sure you understand it. Am, is, or are plus the verb add ing. So if someone was to say they don't need their car anymore, and they would follow by saying they're trying to sell it, you have their, which is they and are put together. Or you can say they are trying to sell it. So there it is again. You have am, is, or are plus the word try and adding ing. They're trying to sell it. I'm going to keep hammering in on this, guys, and keep reviewing it so that you understand it. Let's say if someone said things are not so good at work, would someone say it's starting to rain? They're trying to sell it, or the company is losing money. Again, if someone says things are not so good at work, would you say it's starting to rain? They're trying to sell it, or the company is losing money. The correct way to follow would be the company is losing money. The company is losing money. And a company is just like a business or any kind of thing like that. But again, right there, you see the same thing. You have am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. So what is the verb right there? It was lose. Remember, the company is losing money. And that right there is the present continuous form of lose. So they're presently losing money, and they're probably going to continue getting it. And I over and over again, because it's important that you get it. So I'm going to continue. All of my students have a great understanding of the present continuous. My job is to make you guys fluent English speakers. It's not to make you happy, which I want to make you happy, and I want you guys to have fun. But at the end of the day, why do I do this? It's so that you guys can become confident and fluent English speakers, and so that you can change your life or change your family or get a better job, or if you just like English, that you can do it, and also that you can do it for free. And I'm give you guys this, but I get students to ask me this question all the time. Why do you teach English for free? Why do you teach English for free? A lot of times people don't believe it. Some people are just so used to people lying to them or trying to get something out of them that when they see something for free, they think it's a scam. So here's the reason why I teach English for free. One, it's one of the most fun things to do. I have a lot of fun. I love meeting and getting to talk to people from different countries. And two, I want to start two things. I want to start a school in different countries that help students learn English for free. So, you know, schools, I want to start like a small school in Peru and Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam and Argentina, all kinds of places. A small school that teaches students English for free. So how do I do that? I start doing it myself. So right now I'm growing to become big enough to where I can. Also, I want to start an online free school. So it's the same thing, but it's online, and it's where students can learn English like you are right now online for free. And that's what I want to do. So why am I doing what I'm doing? It's so that I can start pretty much a learning center for students. There's a lot of learning centers all over the world, but my goal is to do it for free. So you're probably like, Justin, how can you do it for free? One, you get big companies to sponsor it. So like right now, you guys hear that Anchor sponsor every time I teach a lesson. They actually give me a certain amount of money per every time someone listens. And because of that, I can continue to just teach English for free to students. And also, other people donate. So I'm in America. I'm going to help raise support so that people can give my company money, and then who care about, you know, people learning English, and then I'm able to go and start schools. But the whole point is that the people who are learning English do not have to pay. And that's the whole goal. I don't believe everything in life should be free. We should have to pay for stuff, but not everybody has the ability to pay for English. And that's why I do what I do. So if you guys were ever wondering, why does Justin teach English for free? It's because truly wants to make an impact on this world, and he truly is trying to grow a business that continues that model. So if you guys, I don't know what your religious background is. Mine is Christian. You know, I follow Jesus and I love him, and he changed my life my junior year of high school. I had some guys tell me how Jesus, how God came to this earth and died on the cross for my sins. And by putting my faith in him and following him, I can be saved. And since that moment, God changed my life. And that was a free gift of salvation. And I'm trying to just give free English. And it gives me ability to have an impact on more than just my city, more than just my state, or more than just my country. It gives me the ability to have an impact on this globe. And that's why I do what I do. But like I was saying, I don't know what you guys is, background are, but I'm definitely praying for Fox English Learning. You know, I'm praying for all my students, and I'm praying that this continues to grow so that we can do more, so I can do more lessons, so I can actually go to your countries and teach. So if you guys could pray also for that, I'll be praying, and I'll be praying for you guys. And I also want you guys to know that you can send me anything that's going on in your life, and I'll pray about it with you. I had one student who actually was from Peru. She asked me if I could help her learn how to pray in English. And if you guys want help learning how to pray or what that looks like, please message me and I'll do my best to get back to you and help you. But, you know, I want to continue to pray for you guys. I want to get to know you guys more. I can't respond to every message. There's a lot of students, but I do my best to respond to as much as I can. And if I haven't responded to you, I'm sorry. Keep messaging me and I'll get back to you. But that's just kind of a rabbit trail I went down. So a rabbit trail is when someone's talking about something and then they start talking about something off the topic, that's known as he's going off on a rabbit trail. So I'm here teaching you guys about the present continuous, but I'm talking about Jesus and prayer. It's just because I wanted you guys to know that and know who, you know, your teacher is and know more about me. But, you know, I hope this present continuous review helped you. Remember, it's am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. So I'm going to do something a little different to end this podcast. I'm actually going to pray. I want you guys to hear me pray and hear what I'm praying for. And I hope that's okay. If you're not comfortable with, you know, with listening to me pray, you can go ahead and hop off this lesson. But I'm going to pray to end this lesson, and then I'll say a few more things, and then we'll finish up. So God, I thank you so much for today. I thank you for each student who is listening to this English lesson. Lord, they have no idea how much they mean to me, and I pray that I'm making an impact on their life. And God, I pray that if any of my students listening do not personally have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that they would. I pray that if any students are hearing this and have more questions, that they would message me. I pray that you would keep all my students safe. I pray that you would Lord, just help them in whatever they're pursuing and their families. And God, that they would have a great day. Thanks so much for listening to the Fox English Learning Podcast. If you guys have not already, make sure you connect with us on Facebook. That's just Fox English Learning. And you can send us messages at any time about learning English or whatever you need help with. So please feel free to connect with us on there and you'll stay up to date with all our free English learning. But we hope you guys have a great day and have fun learning English.